Have you ever noticed that your most profound moments of clarity and joy occur when your mind is completely silent? In these rare instances of pure presence, time seems to stop, and you experience life directly, without the filter of thought. This state isn't some exotic achievement. It's your natural condition, obscured by the incessant chatter of what Eckhart Tolle calls the voice in the head. The power of now reveals a radical truth. Your suffering isn't caused by life's circumstances, but by your mind's habitual escape from the present moment. Most of us live trapped in psychological time, dwelling on past regrets or anxiously anticipating the future, while missing the only moment that ever truly exists, now. This constant mental time travel creates a false self that feels perpetually incomplete and separate from the world. The good news? Liberation is available the moment you step out of the stream of thinking and into the simple power of presence. Your thoughts are not you. This simple realization can transform your life. The thinking mind evolved as a survival tool, but in modern humans, it's become overactive, analyzing, judging, comparing, and worrying constantly. Like a background computer program, this mental noise drains your energy and colors your perception unnoticed. The problem isn't thinking itself, but unconscious identification with thinking. When you believe you are your thoughts, you become trapped in what Tolle calls the egoic mind, a sense of self constructed from mental positions, accumulated knowledge, and psychological history. This mind identification creates a persistent feeling of lack that no external achievement can satisfy. Notice how reaching a long-desired goal provides only temporary fulfillment before the mind creates a new target. This is the ego's survival strategy, keeping you perpetually wanting, seeking, and never quite arriving. Breaking free begins with watching your thoughts rather than being absorbed in them. This creates space between your awareness and mental activity, revealing that you are not your thoughts, but the consciousness witnessing them. What if this moment, right now, is all that truly exists? The past exists only as memory, the future only as imagination, both appearing within our sole access point to reality, the present moment. Yet most people treat now as merely a stepping stone to some imagined better future, always waiting to start living. This creates what Tolle calls psychological time, a mind-made dimension that pulls us away from the fullness available in each moment. When you align completely with the present, something remarkable happens. You access consciousness beyond time altogether. This timeless awareness has been recognized throughout history. Zen calls it Satori, Christianity the kingdom of heaven, and Hinduism Samadhi. These aren't exotic states reserved for monks, but your natural condition when the mind becomes still. Presence doesn't mean abandoning practical time needed for daily functioning, but using time as a tool while remaining anchored in the now. This shift transforms everything. Work becomes more effective, relationships more authentic, and challenges more manageable when met with your undivided attention. Why do minor triggers sometimes provoke intense emotional reactions? These disproportionate responses often stem from what Tolle calls the pain body, an energy field of accumulated emotional suffering within each person. This invisible entity periodically awakens, feeding on negative thinking and emotional drama. During arguments, it causes puzzling intensity. Why did I get so upset over something so small? Because the trigger is resurfacing old pain. Freedom comes not from analyzing your pain body, but from bringing consciousness to it. When emotional suffering arises, simply observe it with present awareness. Feel the energy directly without mental commentary. This witnessing creates space around the emotion, preventing complete identification with it. Over time, this practice transforms the pain body from an autonomous force into conscious energy that can be integrated and released. Each time you stay present with emotional pain, instead of feeding it with thinking, you diminish its power and reclaim that energy for conscious living. Place your attention on your hands. Can you sense a subtle tingling, energy, or aliveness there? This sensation, what Tolle calls the inner body, exists throughout your physical form and provides a gateway to presence. Unlike thoughts that pull you into past and future, bodily sensation can only be experienced now. By directing attention to this inner energy field, you create an anchor that prevents complete absorption in thinking. The inner body isn't something to create, it's already there, waiting to be recognized. Start with areas where sensation is easily felt, like hands, feet, or breath. Then gradually expand this awareness to include your entire body as a single energy field. With practice, you can maintain this background awareness during daily activities. This doesn't diminish your functioning, it enhances it by infusing everything with presence. The body, often neglected in spiritual paths that emphasize transcendence, is actually your most accessible portal to the transcendent. By feeling the life energy within, you bridge the gap between form and formlessness, between physical existence and the boundless consciousness that is your essence. Have you noticed how relationships often follow a predictable pattern? Initial infatuation gives way to conflict as the other person no longer seems to fulfill your needs. This cycle occurs because most relationships are unconsciously used as escape strategies from feelings of incompleteness or inadequacy. The ego believes another person can fill its sense of lack, creating dependency rather than love. When the initial excitement fades, the underlying emptiness returns, often leading to disappointment or conflict. Transforming relationships begins with recognizing that no person can complete you. The wholeness you seek comes only from connection with your own deeper nature. An enlightened relationship emerges when two people meet in the space of awareness instead of through mutual ego demands and projections. Rather than looking to each other to fill an inner void, they honor the completeness that already exists within. This shift often begins with one partner maintaining presence even when the other is triggered, transforming difficult interactions into opportunities for awakening. Imagine encountering unexpected traffic on your way to an important meeting. You can mentally resist, "This shouldn't be happening," or accept reality before responding. The first creates suffering, the second aligns you with life. This is surrender. Not passive resignation, but profound acceptance of what is without mental opposition. It's saying yes to the present moment before taking action to change circumstances. Surrender applies to everything from minor annoyances to major challenges. When you release internal resistance, you access intelligence beyond the thinking mind. Solutions arise more easily, actions become more effective, and you develop inner peace independent of external conditions. Even with unchangeable situations, surrender removes the added layer of suffering that comes from fighting reality. Rather than making you passive, surrender frees up energy previously wasted on resistance, providing more resources for creative response. The paradox? By fully accepting the present moment, you become more empowered to change the next one, aligning with the flow of life itself.